It's Morning Edition from Maine Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Erwin Gratz. Mainers voted last fall to add a 3% tax bracket to incomes of $200,000 or more. It would increase funding for schools by an estimated $157 million. But the budget the Appropriations Committee takes up this week doesn't have that money. Instead, Governor LePage's spending plan proposes a small overall increase in school funding, a cut in general purpose aid to education, and a one-year delay in that new higher income tax on the wealthy. The governor's budget also proposes to end the concept of an essential programs and services budget, and state funding for school superintendents incentivize new plans to consolidate districts and create a statewide or at least region-wide teacher contract. It's all a bit much for Steve Bailey, president of the Maine School Superintendents Association.
The attempt itself to present rewriting policy, through the budget process just doesn't make sense to us.
Bailey says one proposal from LePage that superintendents have wanted for years is removal of so-called Title I monies from the school funding formula. Those are funds meant to help students from lower-income families. The effect has been to penalize districts with a higher proportion of such students. But Bailey says there's a caveat.
It increases the ratio within the formula so that instead of class sizes being lower, class sizes in the ratio are being expanded. And that's going to affect and impact districts differently.
The governor made a big point during his State of the State address about the need to shrink the number of school superintendents and otherwise spend less on administration so more money could be put into classrooms. Bailey says both the number of superintendents and other administrative costs have gone down in the past decade.
It's gone down 4% in the last 10 years, and those were based on state numbers as recent as 2014-15.
Bailey says the total cost of Maine school superintendents amounts to 0.5% of all the money spent on education. How do Maine school teachers view the governor's budget? Lois Kilby Chesley is president of the Maine Education Association, the state's largest teachers union.
It's really important for us to make sure that we're still funding education to the levels that we need, and also meeting the needs of families, because we don't have children just standing alone. It's important to make sure that the families are getting what they need, too. So there are several different things in the budget that we have concerns about.
One of those, the proposed year-long delay in implementing the new tax on wealthy Mainers to provide more school funding.
I know that the governor thinks that voters didn't know what they were voting for, but I believe that we don't give voters the credit that's due them when we say things like that.
Kilby Chesley says the delay combines with the governor's proposed income tax rate cuts to generate a double whammy for many Mainers.
What we're seeing is that the wealthy get a break once again, and the rest of us are the ones who take the hit.
Then there's the governor's proposal to freeze state pension benefits for 2 years.
The governor saying over and over again how important it is that we take care of our people who are elderly and retirees. We couldn't agree more.
But she says that's hard to square with his proposed 2-year freeze in pension benefits. Finally, there's the governor's proposal for a statewide teacher contract.
MEA did meet with Governor LePage a week ago, and we did talk to him. Actually, we did listen to him talk about a potential statewide teacher contract. We will continue to listen and talk.
The Appropriations Committee will be the next place people talk about all this. Hearings on the education part of Governor LePage's budget are scheduled for this week. As a reminder, the Maine Education Association does represent most of the news gathering staff here at Maine Public Radio.